Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. In this section, God is reasoning with his people and trying to help them to understand how sinful they are and how wayward they are and how unfaithful they are. So he talks about a man divorcing his wife and she goes off with somebody else. Would the man go back to her again? Surely that would be a dreadful thing to do. But God says to his people, you haven't just gone off with one man, you've gone off with many. You have prostituted yourself before many false gods, and you have believed all kinds of things, and you have not trusted in me. And now you're talking of coming back. God reminds them of all the unfaithfulness and uncleanness that they have indulged in their lives away from him. And they have just been overtaken really with self-indulgence, doing whatever they like. They have not been worried about cleanness or faithfulness. God has withheld the rain, the blessings from them, but it didn't really make any difference. They still have that proud and wayward look of someone who doesn't want to come to book. God says that they have called on him, they've called him my father and my friend from my youth. They have asked him, is he always going to be angry? As if they wanted to come back, as if they wanted God to be pleased with them and to forgive them. That's how they talk. Yet at the same time, they do all the evil things that they possibly can. They don't mean it. They are not sincere when they seek the Lord and to return to the Lord. If they do want to return to the Lord, it's just for their own ends, just to please themselves so that they can have some kind of security and blessing. God knows what we are like. He knows exactly how wayward we are. He knows our uncleanness through and through. He knows if we're sincere and if we're not. He knows if we want him or if we don't. And if I continue to do evil, if God's people to continue to do evil, there will be no rains, there will be no blessing.